Is the trade war coming to an end, or will it continue? With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Well, farmers have been desperate for a trade deal to be struck between the U.S. and China. Some are even worried they may lose their farm if the international spat continues very much longer. President Trump spoke with reporters at the White House recently and said he's looking forward to talking trade with China's President Xi at the G20 summit, which begins today and runs through Saturday in Japan.
I spoke with President Xi this morning of China. We'll be meeting at the G20. And I think that is working out pretty much as I anticipated it would. China very much wants to discuss the future, and so do we. So we had a long talk this morning.
Now, it's unknown if a deal can be struck or not, but the president said he's optimistic because he has a good relationship with President Xi.
Well, I have a very good relationship with President Xi, and we'll see what happens. I think we have a chance. I know that China wants to make a deal. They don't like the tariffs. A lot of companies are leaving China in order to avoid the tariffs. China would like to make the deal. We'd like to make the deal, but it has to be a good deal for everybody.
Part of the problem for farmers is that the president raised an existing 10% tax on many Chinese imports to 25%. China then retaliated by adding higher tariffs on many American imports, including those that come from farmers. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.